another day. I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Oh yeah, that is Sleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that's what we do every week right here on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, and streaming worldwide at thevoiceofvashon.org. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. You know, it's amazing how connected we can be in this day, and I guess it's kind of a cliche, but tonight is a case in point. A longtime friend, college fraternity brother, roommate, and now Seattle resident Greg Leitner does a great job of keeping up with friends from high school and college and after. And he's more than an occasional listener to Boogie Back. And he recommended my 2023 Fletchy show to another college friend, Bill Lachis. Bill wrote back about all the Texas musicians he admired. And I suggested he send a playlist of his favorites. And here we are tonight. Well, the artists on the playlist are going to sound probably pretty familiar to regular listeners, but not the songs. From Bill's playlist, I've chosen songs that we haven't heard before on this show. It's kind of a quiet and often intense list, but the songwriting is absolutely superb, as is the musicianship. So we're going to lead off with a couple songs about how things just aren't the same. We're going to lead off with somebody that I really should play a lot more of. Here is Eric Taylor and his song, Texas, Texas.
Man, there was a night so hot, I'd tell you if I could, how the moon set fire to the cottonwoods, and how the horses call from the river bank, and how the water barred, and how they would not drink. Texas, Texas is a good old girl, man. I think I'll love her till I leave. Man, it was a night so still, could hear a dead man say how he wished he'd fell the other way. Could hear the stars go round, could hear a fool make sense, could hear the black-eyed Susans by the backyard fence. Texas, Texas is a good old girl, man. Think I'll love her till I leave. Man, it was a night so fierce that I lost my shoes. God in heaven lost the golden rule. The blue lightning danced, it struck the water tower, and the big hall clock struck the half an hour. Texas, Texas is a good old girl, man. Think I'll love her till I leave. Man, it was a night so long, the kind that gives you time to think of what you might have done with her turquoise rings, about the note she'd hung by the front door screen about what went wrong with her love for me. Texas, Texas is a good old girl, man. Think I'll love her till I leave. Man, it was a night so hot, I'd tell you if I could how the moon set fire to the cottonwood and how the horses call from the riverbank and how the water boy and how they would not drink.
Texas, the drugstores close down, the rivers run dry, and the semis roll through just like stainless steel stallions, going hard, going fast, going wild, rolling hard, rolling fast, rolling by. Now the mission still stands at the edge of the plateau, and a stone marks the grave of the old cowboy's life. Asleep in a town just a young man, going hard, going fast, going wild. Rolling fast, rolling by. But now the driving don't play, no Friday night picture with no big silver screen. Light up the sky, and gone are the days of post-wartime love. Going hard, going fast, going wild. Rolling hard, rolling fast, rolling. Station by the wind moans a dirge to a coyote's cry, and I'm back in my car, I'm out on the highway, going hard, going fast, going wild.
I Love It on acoustic guitar and vocals rolling by from his double album Step Inside This House, released back in 1998. And you also heard Victor Krause on bass, Russ Kunkel on drums, Matt Rawlings on piano, Dean Parks on a really fabulous electric guitar, and Jerry Douglas on dobro, Sam Bush on some nice mandolin as well. This is the album in which Lyle covers some of his favorite songwriters, many of whom aren't very well known outside Texas. And the person who wrote Rollin' By, Robert Earl Keen, is well known outside of Texas, but often it's for his rowdy, crazy concerts that turn into huge sing-alongs, if helped by enough beer. Robert Earl and Lyle went to Texas A&M together, and they co-wrote one of my all-time favorite songs, This Old Porch. And I've said before, I was fortunate enough to see the tour supporting this album not once, but twice, and from the first row and the second row, and it sounded good from both places. Before Lyle, we heard Eric Taylor with Texas, Texas from his album The Kerrville Tapes, released back in 2005. Eric was born in Georgia, and then he got a ride to Houston in 1970, and then he saw Lightnin' Hopkins and Townes Van Zandt, and he said, I think I'll stay around. He came out of the Houston folk scene with Townes and Guy Clark. He recorded only 7 albums, all on different labels, before he passed away in Austin in 2020. He was really good friends with Lyle Lovett, and Lyle was on Eric's self-titled album, and Lyle recorded one of Eric's songs for Step Inside This House. And, by the way, Eric was married to Nancy Griffith, whom we're going to hear in the next set. You listen to songs from a playlist ginned up by Bill Lachis, recently reconnected college friend of mine here on Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for listening. All right, next up, we're going to go a bit dark. A couple protest songs from two really, really outstanding Texas musicians. We're going to lead off with Eliza Gilkison and her song, Tender Mercies.
Across the world, she tapes explosives to her chest. Steps into a shopping mall. A life devoid of all her mercies, tenderness really isn't any life at all. Tender mercy. Truly blessed, how can we even every mother's
This will always be my personal best favorite. It's a hard life wherever you go. Thank y'all. Drive to the left on Falls Road, and the man at the wheel's name is Seamus. We pass a child on the border, he knows. And Seamus says, "Now what chance has that kid got?" And I say from the back, "I don't know." He says, "There's barbed wire at all of these eggs. There ain't no place in Belfast for that child to go. 'Cause it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. It's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then a hard life is all that they'll know. And there ain't no place in Belfast for that child to go. Cafeteria line in Chicago. Fat man in front of me is calling black people trash to his children, and he's the only trashier I see. And I'm thinking this man wears a white glove in the night when his children should sleep. But they'll slip to the windows and they'll see him, and they'll think that white hood's all they need. 'Cause it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. It's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hate, then a hard life is all that they'll know. And there ain't no place in Chicago for those kids to live. Disney and Cronkite, Martin Luther, and I believe, I believe, I believed, and I still believe that I am the backseat driver from America, and I am not at the wheel of control, and I am guilty, I am worn, I have been the root of all evil, Lord, and I can't drive on the left side of the road. 'Cause it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. It's a hard life wherever you're born. And if we poison our children with hate, then a hard life is all that they'll know. And there'll be no place in this world for our kids to go. cause we've made it a hard life wherever they go. Thank you, Texas Connection.
Nancy Griffith, and It's a Hard Life, Wherever You Go. She was accompanied by the Blue Moon Orchestra, which included James Hooker on keyboard and vocals, Pat McKierney on percussion, Pete Kennedy on lead guitar and vocals, Peter Gorish on cello and bass, Fran Breen on drums, and Lee Satterfeld on rhythm guitar and perfect backup vocals. That version was from a PBS show called The Texas Connection, which is kind of a spinoff of Austin City Limits. And as ACL got more and more national acts, Texas Connection emerged to kind of focus almost solely on Texas musicians. Jerry Jeff Walker hosted the show, and Terry and I were lucky enough to go to a few of those in addition to quite a few ACL shows. Nancy was born in Seguin, Texas, spent most of her youth, though, in Austin. She was really an outstanding and prolific songwriter. She got 22 albums. In spite of breast cancer, thyroid cancer, and later a disease that made her skin on her hands thick, so thick that she could hardly play guitar. One of her albums, Other Voices, Other Rooms, won a Grammy, and she died in Nashville, 2021. We let off that set with Eliza Gilkison and Tender Mercies, and I got that from her live album, her first live album, actually, Your Town Tonight, came out in 2007, the same year that she first appeared on Austin City Limits. And her band for that album, Mike Hardwick on guitar and dobro, Glenn Fukunaga on bass, and her son, Cisco Ryder, played drums. And on Tender Mercies, Robert McEntee was on guitar and backup vocals. Eliza's dad, she comes by all this music pretty honestly. Terry Gilkison was quite the songwriter in L.A. for people like Frankie Lane and Doris Day and Dean Martin and Disney. And Eliza contributed backing vocals to her dad's demos when she was as young as 12. After some time raising a little bit of family time in New Mexico, she began to record 21 albums thus far, with many songs tending toward encouraging activism and a bunch of causes. And in an email exchange she and I had, I learned that she performed on Vashon back in the 90s sometime. We should bring her back here. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, where tonight we are playing songs suggested by Brother Bill Lachis, college friend from my university, Miami University, the Miami University, Oxford, Ohio, 45056. Thank you for listening in tonight.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids' specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
Well, thanks to our underwriters. Thanks to all you who listen in, whether it's on the radio driving around your car, whether it is on our app or streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org. We appreciate you listening in. Well, next up, we're going to, I think, do a section kind of called Dreams Unrealized. And this song, first song, was written in 1992, but it probably feels a good bit like it could be today. Here's Flaco Jimenez and Across the Borderline.
There's a land, so I've been told. Every street is paved with gold, and it's just across the borderline. When it's time to take your turn, there's one lesson that you must learn. You could lose more than you'll ever hope to find. When you reach a broken promised land, and every dream slips through your hands, then you'll know it's too late to change your mind. because you paid the price to come this far, just to wind up where you are, and you're still just across the borderline.
Left the motor running and opened up the door. I flashed a grin and said, "Well, Jack, this is gonna be a piece of cake. Later tonight, we'll head down to the last stand and split up the take." I was sitting there in the darkness, taking a drink of wine. Feeling high and fast and loose is so right. But then I think of something I never realized. If I get shot tonight, I ain't never been baptized. Oh, Dallas after midnight. Dallas after midnight. Jack the cat had a gun. Let's get out of here. I didn't say nothing as we drove away. I kept asking myself, how'd I ever get so mean? I couldn't pray. Oh, Dallas after midnight. Oh, Dallas after midnight. Since I was a little kid, I was always rowdy and loud. Now here I am, 34. such plans for when we got to Mexico. After a high-speed chase, we got caught south of San Angelo. Well, the judge asked, why'd you want to go and rob a liquor store? I said, well, Your Honor, it's hard to live in Dallas when you're white trash and poor. Whoa, Dallas after midnight. Whoa, Dallas after midnight. Whoa, Dallas after midnight. Dallas after midnight. After midnight, Dallas after midnight.
Ray Wally Hubbard. Who else would write such a song? Anyway, Dallas After Midnight from his album Delirium Tremolos that came out in 2005. And boy, that song is kind of a first-person look at It's a Hard World that Nancy Griffith talked about from the third-person perspective. Gerf Morlix produced that album, Delirium Tremolos, and he played virtually every other instrument except for Ray's guitar. And you know, Ray's family moved to Dallas when he was about 10, and he eventually formed his first band with Michael Martin Murphy. He met Jerry Jeff Walker, who eventually recorded Ray's Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother, which is just not a very... Well, it's not a song that Ray Wiley Hubbard typically would write. But anyway, Jerry Jeff made it a huge hit. And Ray had a whole bunch of bands over time, and he recorded on a lot of small and sometimes self-funded labels, and he toured like a crazy man. He became a cult figure among fans of outlaw country, and he earned a good deal of respect from his peers. And that respect has been shown recently in his last two albums, Co-Starring and Co-Starring 2, that feature collaborations with folks from Ringo to Joe Walsh to Willie and a lot more. You've heard a few cuts from both those albums here on Boogie Back. Before Ray, we heard Flaco Jimenez with Across the Borderline, a song written by Ry Cooder and John Hyatt and Jim Dickinson. And you heard John Hyatt actually was on a bunch of the lead vocals on that one. Flaco was born in San Antonio. I don't think there's anyone in Conjunto or Tejano music who have received more acclaim than he has, and the impact that he's had on that music and bringing it public. He has played with Doug Somm in the early 70s, Ry Cooder a few years later. He played with Dwight Yoakam and Buck Owens, and then with Doug Somm again, along with Augie Byer and Freddie Fender. And they were the Texas Tornadoes, a group that you also have heard here a good deal on Boogie Back. He has played with a whole bunch of other people, and from what I can tell, he's still recording and touring even at the ripe old age of 85. This is a song suggested by a college friend of mine, Bill Lachis, right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. We are streaming worldwide on thevoiceofvashon.org, as well as on our app and 101 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Our songs have been a little bit bleak, a little bit sad, a little bit dark, but thoughtful and really well written. And we're going to turn to a theme that usually dominates most shows, and that's love songs. And for the first, well, maybe the second time, Texas, Texas was kind of a love song. We're going to hear a couple more love songs. We're going to lead off on the positive side because we need to be positive these days. James Murtry, Mick Murtry, and Fast as I Can.
He was a drinking man with a guitar problem. Didn't have a dollar to his name. He didn't seem to mind it all that often. He mostly took whatever came. And if it came too late, or it came to nothing, he'd swear beneath his breath, there's gotta be something to it. There's gotta be something to it. She lost her mind and she never missed it. Folks folks all said she'd never learn. She'd take the path of least resistance, right to the point of no return. Apprehended on occasion, got off easy every time. Said there's gotta be something to it, something to it. Don't know why else you'd wanna put yourself through it. When your nights are getting colder, restless as the wind, I'll be coming over fast as I can. Some lines, but he never used them. She didn't need much talking to, and he thought he'd died and gone to Houston by the time the dawn burned off the dew. And they lit right up like Roman candles, like fire. There must have been something to it, something to it. Didn't mess around, they had to get right to it. Carried on like rabbits, they'd disappear for days and nights. You might say they learned each other's habits. You might say that became their life. Life wasn't long, life wasn't easy, life wasn't cheap, life wasn't fair. There might have been something to it. There might have been something. Yeah.
leaving soon. Take me away. The winds are howling like an old freight train. Well, babies on the winds of change. Take me away. I've been sitting on the front porch watching the world go round, but through the eyes of a fool, head like a rock, my whole world tumbling down. Rain beating down the midnight moon. Oh baby, I've been
was Hayes Carl, who sometimes sounds a little bit like Steve Earle. And the song was Take Me Away. That came from his album Little Rock, released in 2005. He's got really a great mix overall through his career of roots and rock and roll and storytelling, I think, is prominent. The album Little Rock was self-released and was the breakthrough for him. He was born in Houston, and after he went to college in Arkansas, he bounced around between Austin and Galveston and Houston, and the song Take Me Away was among many in the 2010 film called Country Strong that starred Gwyneth Paltrow. He won an Americana Album of the Year for his album that was titled K-M-A-G-Y-O-Y-O, K-Mag-Yo-Yo, which is military slang, for those of you out there who know this. Kiss my ass, guys, you're on your own. You got 8 albums out now, and the last 2 have been tending a lot more toward country than his earlier rock and roots stuff. Before Hayes, we heard one of my favorite songwriters of all time, James McMurtry, and the song Fast as I Can from his album Walk Between the Raindrops, released in 1998, one of the few James McMurtry albums I don't have. Lloyd Maines produced that one, and he really did a fine job, as he always does. And this was his, James's 5th album out of 10 studio albums. He's got a couple of live ones as well. And new listeners to Boogie Back may not know that James is the son of Larry McMurtry, and James's mom eventually became an English professor in Virginia, but according to a fabulous, I mean really good, biography of Larry McMurtry by Tracy Daugherty that was released late in 2023, Larry was the primary and often sole caregiver for James. And by the way, Daugherty also has written bios of Donald Bartlemy, Joseph Heller, and Joan Didion. So he's a great writer writing about great writers. Not bad. By the way, James is on tour again. He will be, he's not going to be in Seattle this year. I think he is going to be in Portland, and Terry and I have tickets to that. So there we go. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon. We are streaming on voiceofvashon.org or on your radio dial at 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Jeff Letcher. Tonight we are hearing some songs from a playlist sent to me by college friend Bill Lachis. Thanks to Bill for these terrific suggestions.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Minglement, Vashon Island's natural marketplace for the conscious consumer, where owners, staff, and customers alike embrace the importance of natural, organic, and non-GMO food and products, along with supplements, tinctures, gifts, bulk teas, spices, and herbs. Find them at Center, where the town of Vashon originated.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
Well, thanks again to our underwriters. Thanks to those of you who listen in here to the Voice of Vashon. We're going to head toward the door of Brother Bill Lachis' edition of Boogie Back with a seminal song in the career of Steve Earle called Fort Worth Blues. This song has been covered by a whole bunch of people, including Guy Clark. But to me, this version started it all for Steve. Fort Worth Blues.
Fort Worth, all neons burning bright. Pretty lights, red and blue. But they shut down all the honky tonks tonight. I say a prayer to heaven only knew. You used to say the highway was your home, but we both know that ain't true. Just the only place a man can go. He don't know where he's traveling to. But Colorado's always clean and healing. And Tennessee in spring's green and cool. It never your kind of town, but you went around with the Fort Worth Blues. Somewhere beyond the Great Divide, where the sky's wide and the clouds are few, a man can see his way clear to the light. Just hold on tight, that's all you gotta do. And they say Texas weather's always changing, and one thing change will bring you something new. And Houston really ain't that bad a town, so you hang Fort Worth Blues. baby tonight. Silver light over green and blue. And every place I travel through, I find some kind of sign that you've been through. But Amsterdam is always good for grieving, and London never fails to leave me blue, and Paris never was my kind of town. So
Steve Earle with Fort Worth Blues from his album El Corazon, released in 1997. On an Austin City Limits tribute to Townes Van Zandt, Steve said that Fort Worth Blues, that was the first song that he ever wrote. Steve was born in Virginia, but he was raised in San Antonio. He dropped out of school after eighth grade. He traveled the state playing music, and he met Townes Van Zandt, who was a hero of his before he even met him. And then Steve later said that Townes was a great teacher and a terrible role model. Steve has led a pretty rich and wild life. He's battled drug addiction and alcoholism, although he's been sober for over two decades now. He's been married seven times, twice to the same woman, and he continues to write great songs. And he tours and he collaborates with all kinds of people, including Sean Colvin, for an album they did together in 2016. Terry and I were lucky enough to see him at the Paramount a few years ago with Emmylou Harris and Dave Matthews and some others. I think Buddy Miller was there too. It was a fundraiser for Lampedusa refugees, and he told some great stories. We're going to head out the door of the Brother Latest edition of Boogie Back with a really great Buddy Holly song, Crying, Waiting, and Hoping, from the album Not Fade Away, Remembering Buddy Holly. And the song is covered by quite a group of musicians. Among others, you're going to hear Marty Stewart on various guitars, Steve Earle on guitar and some vocals, Steve Arnold on bass and lead vocals, and Greg Stocky on drums. And the intro to this is just a pretty fine plan. Here is Crying, Waiting, Hoping on The Voice of Vashon.
Come back now. maybe someday soon things will change. You'll be mine.
Artie Stewart, Steve Earle, and a bunch of others with Crying, Waiting, Hoping on The Voice of Vashon on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight. Thanks to Bill Lachis for sending us the tunes. There'll be another show, viewers, in the future. Good night, all.